By some estimates, more than 90,000 political ads have aired in Virginia during the past few months, a staggering increase over the 7,000 or so that ran in 2008. Michael Sluss with the Roanoke Times and the Blue Ridge Caucus blog says some of the people paying for all that airtime stand up and take credit, but many don't.
You've got the super PACs, which do disclose their donors, and they can give unlimited sums of money to these groups. And then perhaps most troubling to those who like transparency in politics are these secret money groups, the 501c4s, that can dump huge sums of money in to advertising, most of it negative, and not disclose their donors.
The race attracting the most outside money to Virginia is the Senate contest between former governors George Allen and Tim Kaine. David Poole with Virginia Public Access Project has some numbers on that.
We have a place on our website showing that outside spending is nearing $30 million in that race.
Is that unprecedented?
Yes. I've seen some figures from CNN that $3 million were spent by outside groups 4 years ago, and now 10 times as much just in the Senate race.
And that's more than double what came in from the outside 6 years ago when Allen lost the Senate seat to Jim Webb. The biggest individual donor that we know of is Texan Bob Perry, who just gave $1 million to a pro-Allen PAC. But how much of that money is coming from secret donors?
About half the money is being spent by groups that do not have to disclose their donors. VPAP believes strongly in transparency in politics. It's a troubling trend to have so much money being spent by groups that have no accountability, that don't have to say what persons or interest groups are behind them.
Poole says Allen has received about $17 million of PAC and interest group support so far to Kaine's $12 million. Kaine has collected $3 million more than Allen in direct campaign contributions. So the bottom line, both sides can afford to keep the ads running right up to Election Day. For WVTF Radio IQ, I'm Fred Eccles.